Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a telecom company that got tired of waiting for AI talent to show up and just built it themselves. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, let me start with a number that genuinely stopped me. 81% of the people who've graduated from EAN's AI program are women, in a tech workforce, in the Gulf. That's not an accident, and we're going to get into how that happened. So, EAN, you might know them as Etisalat. They're UAE's largest telecom. Since 2021, they've been running what they call the AI Graduate Program. And here are the basics. 284 UAE nationals have completed it so far. Not enrolled, not started, completed. And 100 new seats are opening for September 2025. The program is expanding. But here's why this matters to anyone in HR across the GCC. The UAE has a target of 60% Emirati representation in key sectors by 2030. There's a government program called NAFIS, 24 billion dirhams behind it, aimed at placing 75,000 Emiratis in private sector roles by 2025. These are hard timelines. And the uncomfortable reality is that external recruitment alone won't get you there, because the regional AI talent pool just doesn't have the volume yet. So EAN made a call that's starting to look like a playbook for the whole region. Stop waiting for talent to exist and build it yourself. The program runs 12 months, and it's not a narrow boot camp. It covers AI and machine learning, cybersecurity, product development, HR, business strategy, and leadership, all in one cohort experience. The logic is sound. Modern tech companies don't need engineers who can only write code. They need people who can walk into a room with senior leaders and translate a business problem into something buildable. Now, what makes the curriculum credible? The partners. Microsoft, LinkedIn, Harvard Business Review, the Abu Dhabi Global Market, and Ericsson are all co-designing pieces of it. That's not a logos page, that's curriculum insurance. When those partners are continuously refreshing the content, you're not stuck with training materials that aged out 2 years ago. And it doesn't end at graduation. EAN has layered on two follow-on tracks. Bidayati is for high-potential graduates who want to move into leadership faster. It combines AI project delivery with management development. Accelerate AND is a partnership with Ericsson focused on 5G and data science, which maps directly to what EAN's infrastructure team actually needs to build. So graduates don't plateau after year one. They move into career tracks with real destinations. Let's come back to that 81% female participation number, because it matters strategically. It didn't emerge naturally. It came from designing the intake process, the program structure, and the support systems with gender inclusion in mind, and then measuring it. For GCC employers who are trying to hit nationalization targets and improve workforce diversity at the same time, that's the practical lesson. Design for the outcome you want, track it, and you can actually achieve it. If you're an HR leader in the Gulf, the build versus buy question for AI talent is only getting more pressing. The market isn't going to produce enough qualified Emirati AI professionals on its own timeline. EAN didn't wait. The 284 people now working inside their organization are the proof of concept. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. Hit follow, share this with someone who's working through a nationalization hiring challenge, and we'll see you next episode.